Greetings, and welcome to episode 48. This is Dr. Essie McCoy, your number one podcast host of Dr. Essie Speaks Education. I am an award-winning educator, motivational speaker, 6 times Amazon bestselling author, magazine contributor, and coach. In addition, I am the president, CEO, and founder of my own educational consulting company, Dr. Essie Speaks, LLC. I assist you in elevating your leadership skills so that you can turn your challenges into opportunities, failures into successes, ensure that responsibilities are fulfilled, and enhance your capacity to lead. Today's podcast will help you gain a different perspective from the world of compliance in higher education. My guest has a range of diverse experiences and knowledge. She has a passion and has worked with a multitude of many organizations throughout the span of her career. Her qualifications are unmatched and her training expertise is comprehensive. She believes in serving and serving in excellence. My special guest is none other than Dr. Darlene Ulmer, Vice President of Education and Compliance, Heavy Equipment Colleges of America. Let me share a little bit more about her journey. Dr. Darlene Ulmer is senior level professional with 20 plus years leading team members, developing strategic initiatives, enhancing processes, and engaging with both internal and external stakeholders. She is a seasoned leader with experience leading large groups on strategic initiatives with many moving pieces. Her work has required her to be skilled in addressing operational challenges, achieving desired results, and coordinating department initiatives. She's a team builder who motivates stakeholders with diverse interests to understand common goals and work together to achieve them, and is experienced in managing both on-site and remote staff. At her core, she is a passionate classroom instructor, skilled in online and on-ground learning environments, driven by students and their success. In addition, Darlene has multiple years of training experience on a large range of topics in various industries. She has been a consultant to several organizations inside and outside of higher education. I'm going to take a quick commercial break, and when I come back, I'll give my guest, Dr. Ulmer, an opportunity to share with our listening audience. As always, remember to check out my website at www.dressespeaks.com, where you can find all my books about school transformation, school leadership, and so much more. In addition, you can check out my latest Amazon best-selling books. I'll be right back.
Hello, this is Annetta Rogers. Join me on Wednesday at 5 p.m. for my new podcast, Legacy Game Changers. Every Wednesday at 5 p.m., join me and we'll talk about finance, education, and wealth building for you and your family to leave a legacy for your loved ones. Once again, that's Legacy Game Changers, Wednesday at 5 p.m.
Greetings. This is Dr. Essie McCoy, your podcast host of Dr. Essie Speaks Education. I am elated to bring you a weekly show where I discuss everything about education. That's right. What you want to know, what you don't know, and what you need to know will be aired each Sunday at 5:30 p.m. Get ready, mark your calendars, and tune in to this show as we keep the pulse on education from an award-winning educator. Remember, once again, to tune in every Sunday at 5:30 p.m.
Welcome back to Dr. Essie Speaks Education, your number one podcast host, Dr. Essie McCoy. My special guest again is Dr. Darlene Ulmer. First, let me say congratulations on all your success. You have had a tremendous journey, and I know that some of my listeners will benefit a great deal from our conversation today. So, Darlene, welcome to my show, and let me know how you're doing today.
Thank you very much, Dr. Essie, for having me. I appreciate it. And today, I'm doing very well. Thank you.
Awesome. Awesome. And thank you so much for being on my show. I tell you, you just have so much experience. And I want you to share with the listeners just a little bit more about yourself, your journey, because as you know, I work with educators and also I work with students who are transitioning from high school to college. And I've had an opportunity to work with the college students as well. So tell us about yourself, your journey, and some of the things that you've been up to lately.
So I began my journey in higher education, more years than I want to say, in 1994. I started as a full-time faculty member at a college in Chicago. I am from Illinois, outside of Chicago, and lived in Chicago as well. So I started as a faculty member, actually adjunct, and within a few months, I was offered a full-time position. I loved working with the students. I moved ahead and became a curriculum chair. I also served as a program director interim at various levels, moved ahead into various parts of operations within the college I worked at, and moved on to some other colleges in Chicago. So I have operational experience within admissions, within academics, and that's what kind of led me into compliance, Dr. Essie. And as far as what I've been up to lately, I relocated to Las Vegas, Nevada about 2.5 years ago, and started working for Heavy Equipment Colleges of America, which has been an amazing opportunity. I work for a great group, my CEO, my COO, upper management, as well as our locations are filled with wonderful people. We service a lot of veterans, which is super exciting for me and a passion of mine. I have been their vice president of education and compliance, as you mentioned earlier, this entire time. And it's just been actually amazing. The only thing I have a hard time with is getting used to the Las Vegas weather.
So I tell you one thing, I love Chicago. And, you know, when I read your bio and, of course, looked at your LinkedIn profile and had an opportunity to communicate with you, I love the fact that you have that knowledge and experience in working in higher education. So Chicago is a great place. I love it. And Las Vegas, I love it as well. So tell me this, when you were in high school, did you have an idea as to what you wanted to do at that particular point in time?
So actually, Dr. Essie, I had no idea when I was in high school what I was going to do, where things were going to lead. And I actually took 1 year off before I went away to start my undergraduate degree. I took a year off, I worked, and I tried to really figure things out. I had a passion when I was in high school, and it was French. So I decided after a year of being out of high school to go away to college and pursue my bachelor's of art in French. And it led me down a path that I did not anticipate. It took me down a path and then in later years brought me back to where I originally thought I would end up, and that was teaching.
So, you know, I love your response in that you had no idea. And I tell students all the time, it's okay if you do not know what you want to do. You can have that gap year. And so many students do take advantage of that, but you're going to figure it out and you're going to find your way. So once again, if there are students out there listening, it is okay to have a gap year to sort of figure out what you want to do with the rest of your life. And it changes. And once again, it's okay. So, Darlene, tell me this. Everyone is inspired by someone. Who inspired you?
I would have to say that originally it was my parents. I'm the first person to graduate college in my family. I come from a very blue collar family. Actually, they're originally from Pittsburgh, and they relocated to Illinois right before I was born. They were great role models and inspirations for me in ways that obviously helped to sculpt me. So they were very much about hard work. They had a very Midwestern, I know that's very stereotypical, but a very Midwestern belief system. And it was hard work, integrity, doing the right things, and being able to look at yourself in the mirror every day, helping people to the best of your ability. And that may not have meant financially, it could mean many things to them. But their belief was always that we can all give something back, whether it's money or time or compassion or tolerance. So they inspired me from the get-go. I also had a French teacher in high school, all 4 years, who I'm still in touch with, who I adore. And she actually was instrumental in me going away to college. She believed in me, and she believed in my passion for French and for helping others. And I love her to this day. Her name, if I'm allowed to say, is Susan Young. I just call her Madame. And so she was a huge inspiration to me. There have been others along the way that have mentored me and taken me under their wing, and I'm very appreciative for them. But I would say what got me started as a very young lady trying to figure life out and what education or training meant to me, those were my top three.
Awesome. And I want to say congratulations on being the first to graduate from college. And, you know, I just love it that you said teachers, because you had a teacher who believed in you. And so I just want to ask you about some advice that you would give to young people. You mentioned a lot of things that I just want to sort of recap. You talked about hard work, belief system, having that belief system, having integrity, helping others, giving back. So what advice would you give to young people?
I would say, Dr. Essie, the advice I would give echoes what you and I earlier talked about first, is that it's okay to not know. It's very difficult just growing up. And as the world changes, I see it become much more harder for young adults. I myself have a son that just turned 25. And I see the differences, you know, in what the world was like when I was 25 and what the world's like now. So I say it's okay not to know. I also will tell you that when my son did not know, when he was in high school, I said there are many things you can do, but you need to be educated in the world and you need to figure out where your passion is. For him, his passion was photography. And a lot of people said to me, well, how lucrative is that going to be? And my answer to that was, I don't really know. None of us know the answer. Things change constantly. But I do believe that my advice out there to young people would be follow your passion, work hard, ask for help when you need it. We all have struggles, and I have been exposed to, and very graciously, to many, many students, and many of them have struggles, if not all, we all do. Ask for help when you need it, and just go with your passion, and remember to be kind, and remember you're on nobody's timetable but your own. And I do believe if we follow our passion, it's going to end us up in the right place and where we're supposed to be.
powerful. I tell you, the passion piece that you spoke to, that is so true, because, you know, we can look at other people and try to be like them, but we can't do it just like them. It's okay to want to desire to be like someone else, but you must figure out what it is you are really just passionate about and go after that. And I love it. Educate yourself. And I tell young people, all of you will not and do not have to go to college, but guess what? You need to educate yourself about what it is you want to do in life. Also, you mentioned ask for help. Don't be afraid to ask. Open your mouth and ask. So Dr. Darlene, tell us about some of the challenges you have faced and how you have overcome those challenges.
So there's been many. And I think the first one that comes to mind is, and I'm not embarrassed to share it, I actually am very open about my challenges. I was late in life, late in my younger years, diagnosed with dyslexia. So when I was very young, I could never really understand why I struggled with reading. And I did. And I can remember my parents sitting up with me reading my books and helping me read them. I was the type of person that had to and still have to read and reread. The way I take notes, just the way I had to adapt to my learning disability. So again, if there's any students out there listening, if you have any kind of, you know, a disability like that, don't be embarrassed about it. Ask for help. And I had to eventually ask for help. So my dyslexia was for sure a challenge for me in, again, all throughout grade school, junior high school, high school, until I figured out a system and actually got help. So I've adapted, but definitely a challenge. I will also say candidly, I've had challenges just being a female. I don't want to get political on you, Dr. Essie, but there are challenges being an executive and getting trying to get ahead. I've experienced them at least by being a female. I would say once I made the migration from academics, I spent a little time in admissions, a little over a year, and moved on to operations and compliance, the challenge became I was the bad person, so to speak. The person that had to say, hey, we have to operationalize things differently. We're not doing this properly. We're not adhering to standards. That's never a good place to be. So I always have to carry that cloud around with me. But the way I look at it is, although I'm not directly impacting students the way I used to, in the same way, I am impacting them because I'm keeping and have been trying to keep schools I've worked for compliant. And that means something because the reputation of that school, students put their trust in that. And if we can't deliver that and we're in the news for bad things, that impacts the students. It doesn't just impact business. It impacts our students. So there's a challenge that goes along with that, trying to balance relationships with my coworkers. And helping them, but yet telling them things they may not want to hear, if that makes sense, Dr. Essie.
It does. And I thank you for sharing so authentically because, you know, as you shared, I heard you talk about your struggles and your challenges, but they really help you to be the person you are today and it has made you stronger. So I appreciate you sharing. So now let's look at what has been some of your greatest successes.
This is always so hard. So successes, personally, real quick, obviously my son, as I mentioned him earlier, that is a success for me because he is a wonderful young man and a compassionate young man. Professionally, I think about this and you know what? I've done a lot of things I'm proud of, but the things I'm proudest of are actually the students that I've helped. that are still connected with me. I've gotten LinkedIn requests from students and Facebook requests from former students. And that makes me feel really good. And when they share with me the changes, I'm going to get emotional, geez, the changes that I made in their lives in some way, that for me is my biggest success. I worked with a lot of students from the inner city in Chicago, and they had a lot of challenges. We all do. I'm not singling just out Chicago, but that's just, you know, my home roots. And so when I see them doing so well and their appreciation of some way that I touched them that I was completely unaware of, I think that's what I hang my hat on, believe it or not. And I mentioned earlier how I'm in a different place and my impact on students is different, but I still had to connect it or I wouldn't enjoy the work I do now if I couldn't make the connection back to them. And when I get the opportunity to go to one of our locations, and I recently just came back from our location in Oklahoma City, the highlight of my week there was going out to the field site at our location and just talking with the students and pep talking them and hearing where they came from and what their struggles were and how they were enjoying their teachers and the curriculum and things like that. I could have spent all day, Dr. Essie, out there just talking to them. I was out there with a coworker of mine who I admire. And, you know, he's checking all these safety issues on the field site, right? How they're operating the equipment and trying to teach me some of that, which he did. But I could have sat out there with the students all day long.
I definitely understand that, because I always say that you can't measure or quantify the difference, the impact, the connection, the relationship that you have with students. And I hear that. And, you know, it's okay to be emotional about that. So thank you for sharing. So how do you think that you will continue to help young people in the future?
I just hope I can continue to be a mentor through social media, through the connections I have there. I have a lot of, although I have one, I guess, biological nephew, I have a lot of nieces and nephews just because I've been fortunately blessed with a handful or two of best friends and watch their children grow up. So it's very nice when they reach out to me for advice. So I continue to do that. And I'm actually super excited that I now plan to start teaching again, just a class, a term, because my job is very demanding and I have to obviously put that first. But I'm looking forward to getting back into the classroom, whether that be remotely again or it be, you know, on ground, I don't know. Probably remotely makes the most sense because, you know, I do have a day job. But that's how my future plan is. I miss it in my heart and I know I need to get back to it. I had to take a pause from it when my dissertation came around because, as you know, that research and the writing of a dissertation is enormous. So I had to take a break for a while. Then I got back to it and then I needed to take another break, you know, as I changed jobs and had a learning curve, a new learning curve. And I had to get that down pat. So I'm looking forward to really getting back to teaching and giving back in that way.
Awesome. And congratulations on going back in teaching. And I know the connection to young people is so powerful. And also you mentioned the dissertation writing is enormous. Yes, it is. I will tell anyone it is a journey like no other. So definitely congratulations on that. So tell us some resources that you will be able to provide, especially as we've dealt with so much the past 2 years. Just share with the listening audience.
Well, as far as resources that I could provide, I would be happy to you know, email with, any student out there or prospective student out there that has questions on direction in life or, you know, what way they should maybe go. And I wanted to add in here, Dr. Essie, that you said something that I 100% agree with. Not everybody has to go away to traditional colleges. And I told my son the same thing. There's all sorts of options out there. So I would be more than willing to share that. And if there are any listeners out there who happen to hear this podcast that are in my field within operations and compliance, I would be glad to partner. I do not feel the need to keep everything to myself. I feel like we're better if we collaborate and share ideas and share forms and policies and how we do things. All of that is good to me. I know there are individuals who like to keep things very close for various reasons. I just happen to not be one of those individuals. And we're all different, and that's okay. So resource-wise, I would be glad to be a mentor to anyone that wanted to reach out to me professionally or about their future.
Thank you, Dr. Darlene. And I can tell you, you're right. When you share the knowledge, it helps all of us and we are all stronger together. So tell the listening audience how they can get in contact with you.
The listening audience can email me if they would like. And my email address is my last name, Ulmer, U-L, M as in Mary, E-R, 9922 @att.net.
Excellent. And thank you, Dr. Ulmer, for being on my show today to share with the listeners. Continue doing the awesome things that you're doing, and may God continue to bless you with making an impact. So thank you so very much.
Oh, Dr. Essie, thank you so much. It was really nice to talk to you and to get to know you a little bit these last few weeks that we've been communicating. And I just would like to say what you do is amazing. So I know the show was me as the guest, but I wanted to take a minute to compliment you on all you've achieved as well. And just thank you very much. And listeners out there, especially students, just keep asking for help and don't feel bad if you don't know what you're going to do. And if you want to contact me, please feel free to email me. I check my email regularly and I would be glad to offer any advice. So thank you.
Thank you again. And as I always say, education is hard work, but it is also heart work. Thanks for listening, and remember to visit my website at www.dressespeaks.com, where you can find all the links to my podcast, my social media platforms, books, and so much more. Join me each Sunday at 5:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Dr. Essie Speaks Education. Until then, be safe, be blessed, and make a positive difference in the lives of others.